The following is an excerpt from the 2017 San Diego Seminar with Pastor John S. Terrell.
In the spirit world, there are laws. Satan is on a leash. Satan can only do certain things. He has to have permission. And let's look upon that. Let's turn to Job chapter 1. When Job wrote down chapter 1 and 2, he did that afterward. He did not notice. I'm just going to point this out to you. In verse 6, now there was a day when the sons of God, those are angels, came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. We have three heavens. We got the atmosphere. We got the universe. And then we have the third heaven where God lives, which is outside. There is a courthouse in the second heaven. And in that courthouse, Satan has a right to go, and fallen angels can go there. What is Satan called? The accuser of the brethren. Where does he accuse us? At the courthouse in heaven. That's where he goes. That's why when you sin, that is reported, a fallen angel attorney will simply take your case to Jesus and say, we have this person down on earth has broken one of God's commandments. We want permission to strike. Remember now, demons can only come in. They can come in several ways, but this is one way they come in. If they can make you break one of God's commandments, they have a legal right to afflict you. And that's why most people have demons, because, you know, we've broken a lot of God's laws. But let me not go there right now. So we read it now. And the Lord said to Satan, where do you come from? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears God and eschews evil. And excuse evil means hate, avoid, doesn't like evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? Have you not made a hedge about him and about his house, and about all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands. His something increased in the land. But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face. Now we're coming into another thing. Satan wants you and I to curse God. That's what he wants. So that's what he's trying to do. And how many times in your life you have been maybe offended by somebody, someone took advantage of you, maybe you got a divorce, maybe you got sick, something happened, and you get so angry that you simply say, God, you know, why did you do that to me? And the demons simply say, you know, good job. That's what we wanted. Curse God. And then in verse 12, and the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only upon himself put not forth your hand. So Satan went forth for the presence of the Lord. And he killed his children. He destroyed his business. He destroyed everything he had. But he didn't touch Job. In verse number 20, then Job arose, rent his mantle, shaved his head, fell down upon the ground, and worshipped. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, the Lord hath taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Job was a preacher. He was a man of righteousness. And so Satan now is furious. He tried to break Job. You lose your children. 10 children got killed. You lose your business. Everything was lost. And he couldn't break the spirit of Job. And then in chapter 2, and there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves for the Lord. They have calendar up in that courthouse. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears God and hates excuse evil? And still he holds fast his integrity, although you moved me against him to destroy him without cause. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that the man has will he give for his life. But put forth your hand now and touch his bone and flesh, and he will curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, he's in your hand, but save his life, you can't kill him. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took himself a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. Now, he had not the foggiest idea why did this happen. This he wrote later, after he had been restored. So he sat down now, and he couldn't figure it out. Now, he had three friends that came up, and they argued with him and says, well, you sinned, you done this and this and that. Remember now, you will be afflicted at times, not because you're bad, but because you're good. And you need to remember that. Then said his wife unto him, do you still retain your integrity? Curse God and die. But he said to her, you speak unto me as one of the foolish women speaking. What? Should we receive good the hand of God? Should we not receive evil? In all this did Job not sin with his lips. I share that with you to simply say this, that we are in a very regulated spirit world. And we need to understand the rules of engagement. If you understand the rules of engagement, you will do fine. You still can be attacked, but you can, you know, kick it off and so on. And you just get up, you don't continue.
You've been listening to a seminar with Pastor John S. Terrell. It took place on October 5th through the 8th, 2017, in San Diego, California. This fourth message is available on CD. If you're interested in ordering, this series of recordings is called the San Diego Seminar 2017. There are several ways to contact our ministry. You can visit our website at eaec.org. There you can read insightful articles, watch or listen to a sermon broadcast, and explore the online store. The web address once again is eaec.org. If you prefer to write, address your envelope to European American Evangelistic Crusades, Post Office Box 166, Sheridan, California, 95681. That's Post Office Box 166, Sheridan, California, 95681. If you prefer to call us, the number is 916-944-3724. That's 916-944-3724. Resurrection Life of Jesus Church is sponsored by European American Evangelistic Crusades, and this has been a production of EAEC. Thanks for joining us today, and until next time, may God richly bless you as you read your Bible and walk with Him.